All right, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Carla. This is the February 13th, 2019 morning session of the Portland City Council. For those of you who have forgotten, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. That may or may not be relevant to you, but I don't want people to forget. Carla, please call the roll.
Yes. Fritz. Fish.
Here.
Hardesty.
Here.
Udaly. Wheeler.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting.
So where is this?
After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
So we'll pull it and do the substitute.
Perfect. Good. Good. All right, great. First up is communications. Carla, could you please call the first individual?
Item 114, request of Robert Patterson to address council regarding homelessness.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Homeless people should be a protected class, as we do not enjoy the full rights of U.S. citizenship. One aspect in which this is alarmingly evident is the right to representation. My name is Robert Patterson. I'm the director of Everyone Counts, a Portland-based advocacy organization committed to equity in the 2020 census. One of our objectives is to count accurately every homeless person in the Portland metropolitan area on Census Day, April 1st, 2020. As we gear up towards 2020, I think it's important to look back at 2010. I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his outstanding leadership as co-chair of the local 2010 Complete Count Committee, and I also want to apologize for telling the Oregonian that you look like Donald Rumsfeld's cool little brother. But seriously, thank you for your leadership. I hope to sit down with you soon for a debriefing of sorts as we look at the successes of that committee and as we look for opportunities for improvement. Now, we know that the Census Bureau, in an effort to save money, is planning for 2020 to be the first digital census. This increased reliance on automation, especially when coupled with a reduced local presence brought about by Bureau plans to close half of its regional offices, is extremely problematic. Now, more than ever, cities need to be able to count on federal consistency. In the words of Congressman Jimmy Panetta from California, communities currently suffering economic anxiety cannot afford to lose federal resourcing due to a lack of census accuracy. The homeless do not have the same access to broadband internet as others, and this divide may leave hundreds of thousands uncounted nationally unless it's thoughtfully addressed. Our friends in LA have an interesting solution. They'll be deploying census action kiosks, which will provide broadband internet access to hard-to-count populations. Grant money exists for a similar program here, and I believe that the kiosks could then be repurposed after Census Day to be a lifeline for the homeless as an early warning system for emergency communications and as a portal to vital social services. I've recently spoken with Susan Beshore, Census Bureau Partnership Specialist for Portland, and she enthusiastically endorses the throwing of census parties as a way to bring many hard-to-count individuals together in one or multiple locations so that they may be counted. These parties, as I see it, could become social service fairs at which homeless individuals will connect with each other and important resources in a fun, safe, and pro-social manner. Finally, Everyone Counts has begun reaching out to local leaders, shelters, transitional housing providers, churches, soup kitchens, needle exchanges, street organizations, neighborhood associations, and ad hoc camping communities as we work to identify and prepare to count every homeless person in the region. We're working hard on a formal proposal, and next week I'll be traveling to Salem, where I hope to meet with Census Project Manager Aldo Solano and other representatives from the governor's office. We're lucky here in Portland to be home to Portland State University's Population Research Center and Director Jason Jurjevich and Analyst Charles Reinerson have been a great help in elucidating to me the complicated field of population studies.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Say what a worthy goal that you are involved in, and I want you to know that I think it was maybe 2000. I guess I've been around longer than I thought. That I also worked with then Commissioner Serena Cruz to make sure that all people would be counted. And so, whatever my office can do to assist you and being a part of that effort, I know that the Office of Civic Life, if you have not spoken to them, also have a plan to work statewide on gathering information for the census. So I just want to appreciate the fact that I totally share your perspective. Every person must be counted. And we have a head start to be able to do it right. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Mr. Patterson, thank you. Once again, you've given us some really eloquent communication matters to be thinking about. Commissioner Udaly can't be here this morning. As Commissioner Hardesty mentioned, she is leading this effort on behalf of the city. So if you could please make sure to email your comments to both Commissioner Udaly and the Office of Civic Life, would really appreciate it. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to throw my plaudits in here as well. This is a very well thought out letter, and the strategy is an excellent one, and I agree. The work that's being done in LA with the action kiosks, I think, is fantastic, and I like your idea of bringing people together and, frankly, having some fun while connecting them with services.
Very well.
It's a really good community-building exercise, and I appreciate you bringing this forward today.
We have less than 14 months before census day.
Time is of the essence.
Let's not miss a step.
There is a sense of urgency. You're right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next individual.